Okay, MO might, I don't think I need to tune up anymore, so it, that's about 4 or 5 times what I was giving you.
Yeah, and that works just fine. You were right on the cusp, but any noise, I would have lost you.
Okay, well, I'm parked here now, so I got the heater on. It'll heat the room up now. KWB, I'm standing by.
All right, that was KWBL. I've got N9UIE, 20DFQ, and Mr. Elliott down there in Florida. Was he the mobile station?
He is, but we could not copy him.
Well, let me move that. I have to change my screen here so it shows if they're mobile where I can read it.
That 20 over heterodyne is going to be a pain.
Well, it hasn't gotten here yet, so I think I better get this thing on the road.
I was going to say, it hasn't started here either.
I was playing around with my 7300, and I've got a lot of the background noise gone on it. So I'm going to see how tonight goes, if it's any better than I've been doing.
I hit the button this time, Sharon.
Which button, Dave?
The button that I forgot last time.
Well, you think that'll make a difference?
No, but it might make people happy.
Okay, well, let's get this going. CQ, 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 this is North America 5 Hotel. My name is Sharon, transmitting from Buena, Texas, in Southeast Texas. Good evening to all, and welcome to the Monday night Moonlighters Net. Any licensed amateur with a dinner class license or above is welcome to participate in the net. You do not have to be a member to join the net, but we do welcome you to the net. So please come get to know us. This net uses the NetLogger program for check-ins, so we will take radio check-ins periodically during the net. Once you've checked in, you will be added to the end of the current list unless you designate to a short time. We run the net in 7.272 plus or minus 2 RM and begin the net on or about 2300, the last I knew. And we meet every evening of the week with a focus on vintage radios on Sunday. And on Wednesday, we have an informal net that you are more than welcome to join us there also. Please check out our webpage at www.moonlightersnet.com and our Facebook page, Moonlightersnet 7.272. That being said, this is North America 5 Hotel in the N9UIE. Good evening, Dave. How was your day?
Overcast, cool, windy, yucky, and we have some rain now.
I'm sorry, Dave. Say again.
I said it was overcast, yucky, windy, cool, and now we have rain.
Oh, sounds like a typical northern winter day.
Yeah, but I don't like typical northern winter days.
That's why I'm in the south.
I know, but last time, I don't know what your day was today, but last time when we talked, you had about the same.
Down here, too.
Just not as often. Anywho, I don't have anything else, so back to you, N9UAE.
All right, well, thank you much. We've got, it was up to like 65 degrees down here today, maybe 70 degrees. Absolutely beautiful weather, and I'm enjoying every day as we can. All right, let's see if I can pick up Mr. Elliott in Florida. November 4th, Fox Delta Golf. Do you copy, North America 5 Hotel? November 4, Fox Delta Golf. This is North America 5 Hotel. No copy, Dave. Let's put him on the list who's not heard, and we'll see what happens later. Maybe he'll check in again.
He might need a relay.
Kilo 8, Whiskey Bravo Lima. Mr. Tim, good evening.
Good evening, NA5H. Evening, Ms. Sharon, KAWBL. I was going to comment that the other station might need a relay. I'm not sure if we barely heard him earlier here, so I'm not sure what the propagation is to Texas. But anyway, contrary to Dave's weather, we had an enjoyable day. It was sunny, no clouds, 48 degrees, almost summertime, and just a little bit of a breeze, but not much. So a whole different thing. So, but we got rain in the forecast now, so nothing crazy or scary or anything, just scattered sprinkles, looks like. So anyway, we'll ride along here. You got a good signal into Cincinnati, Ms. Sharon. Back to you, K8WBO.
Well, thank you much, Tim. I appreciate it. And, sure good to hear you had a good day there. And enjoy the weather while you can. I know you'll get about the same snow days as Dave gets, you'll get them a day later, shall we say.
Yeah, not even that much later, so he's further south than I am, though.
All right. Well, thank you much for checking in from Cincinnati, and we'll catch you on the 73 round. Next we have Enfield GFQ, Mr. Bill in Kentucky. Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, Ms. Sharon, NA5HN0GFQ. Down here in western Kentucky, northeast of Paducah. I like to call it Pachuca because that was a Mexican word we used for the gangs when I was a kid. Anyway, 50 degrees, and that's as high as it's gotten all day, and it's kind of been hanging out there around 48 to 50 all day, overcast, no wind. But you get out in it, it did not feel like 50 or 48 degrees. It felt like about 20 or 30. Terrible. One of those kind of cool in the air, but not really affecting anything. But boy, you could sure feel it. I had to put on my heavy coat and my mucklucks and all that kind of good stuff to cover my ear balls and let the dog drag me around the block. Didn't do much of anything. Ran to the dollar store to pick up a couple, three things, and I'll be darned if I didn't forget some stuff that I needed to get. Even when I make a list, I a lot of times leave the list in the car and forget to take it in with me. Oh, I tell you what, they say the second thing that goes is the memory, and I can't remember what the first is. So, anyway, that's the name of the game here. Over.
Well, Bill, sounds like you got most of your chores done today. I'll tell you, I have taken to making the list on my notes app in my telephone because most of the time I remember to take my telephone so I can take out the phone and walk around like an employee looking at the phone while I'm walking down the aisle to try to figure out what's there.
I've tried to do that, but then I forget where I got the note. I am totally illiterate when it comes to these cell phones. I know how to make a phone call, how to text message, and that's about it.
Well, you're going to have to start sending a text message to your daughter with the grocery list and see who brings it home first.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Trouble is, a lot of times, she decides to go ahead and go on down to Fort Campbell and go to the commissary and do some shopping down there. And that's way the opposite direction. Doesn't even come through town. So a lot of good that would do. Every now and again, she and I will sit there and get together and go over to Sam's or something like that. And then she'll jog my memory as we're going around. And I finally get all the stuff I went there to get.
Well, you do have to hit every aisle just to make sure, and I understand about jogging memory. But, you know, the older we get, the more we learn to be flexible. because we don't have a choice.
Oh, yeah. There's no hurry up. That's like, wait a minute. You just don't. I go to jump out of bed in the morning, my body says, wait a minute. Let's think about this for a while. Get my bearings, make sure I get everything going, everything's functioning again, and then I can get up.
Well, I wondered about that jump out of bed. I don't think I've jumped out of bed in quite a while.
Well, you know how you can just get right up and just, you know, no big deal. Yeah, I go to get right up, and I'm sitting there, wait a minute, let me get my bearings, make sure I'm not all messed up here, and figure out where I'm at.
Oh, roger, roger, I understand. But you get out of bed, and that's the important part.
Well, yeah, I wake up and say, yeah, I guess I'm not on the brown side of the daisies, I guess I can get up.
Roger, roger. Well, anything else got going on today, Bill?
No, yeah, just waiting for Christmas, and we got some friends that worked out a deal with one of the local clubs that does gift distribution and stuff, and they already rounded up a bunch of, already got some gifts already for the boys, and I've got them hid, and nothing under the tree. I keep telling them if they aren't going to behave themselves, I'm just going to have Santa just drive on by and not even come, so... And it's kind of like they're halfway worried and they're not sure if I'm kidding them or if I really mean business. So, and they're kind of like, oh my gosh, there's nothing under a tree. That first thing they do when they jump up in the morning to see if there's anything under there, because everybody else has got presents under their trees everywhere they've been, and they're saying, what's going on here? And I says, well, you guys haven't been very good. I think Santa's going to pass us by. And they're thinking, oh dear, oh dear.
Well, at least they'll have their Christmas and they'll be happy for whatever they got.
QSL, QSL. In the meantime, we're just cooling our jets and letting them run around like a bunch of one-armed paper hangers there. Over.
Oh, roger, roger. I understand. Well, thanks for being there and... You're going to be around. I can use you for a relay if need be.
QSL, no problems. Be happy to be here. Over.
All right. Thank you much. I appreciate you being around. Let's break with N0GFQ. And let's go down the list. Next on the list, we have Mr. Steve in Oklahoma. KI5BMS. Good evening, Steve. Bravo Mike Sierra, this is North America 5 Hotel. Do you copy, Steve?
He's still on the green screen. Don't know.
Yeah, I'm not hearing him. Let me, Steve, you want to give him a shout? Maybe he can't hear me for some reason.
Kilo India 5, Bravo Mike Sierra. Steve, you out there? I hears nothing.
All right, mark him not heard, and we'll come back to him.
Okie dokie.
Somebody will have to remind me, but we'll do that. Okay, next we're going to Greencastle, Indiana. Kilo Charlie 9, Victor Romeo Alpha, Mr. Carl, good evening.
This is Kilo Charlie 9.
He's talking.
Get him.
Kilo Charlie 9, Victor Romeo Alpha. Carl, can you say again what you said? Sharon did not hear you and talked over top. Over.
Okay, this is Stacy 9 VRA.
I'm actually shocked that I'm hearing you, Carl. You're in Greencastle. I'm in Jasper. I'm only like 100 miles away.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I always do. You're closer to what you think you are.
Yep, I am. I haven't made ground wave to Greencastle, but some of the stations I can do ground wave to. Anywho, if you don't have anything else, you're going to stay with us till the 73. Maybe she can hear you then.
No, I'm just going to sit here and maybe listen a little bit. I got some things I got to do, so I'll try to listen when I can.
Okie dokie. We'll catch you later, Carl. Breaking with Kilo Charlie 9, Victor Romeo Alpha. Back to NE5H, N9, UIE.
Roger, roger. Well, thank you very much for picking up Carl. I appreciate it. I could not hear him. So, bring with KC9VRA and 9UIE. This is NA5H. We're going to Georgia. WA1NIP. Mr. Mark, good evening.
Georgia, good evening, Sharon and Moonlighters tonight. Look at everybody on the list, all my faves. I hope you're having a great day, Sharon. It's cold as heck out here. But we're getting into Christmas spirit. One more day to go. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe one more day, and then Christmas will be here. The granddaughter was over this weekend, and we kind of celebrated most of our Christmas early. So we're going to have a calm and quiet one here unless I go to the beach.
Well, the beach sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, I know. I think the only downside to Christmas for me this year is my granddaughter and daughter are down in Florida, and I think they went and saw the mouse today. It's also my little one's birthday, so we FaceTimed each other. That was a lot of fun. That, Ben, I tell you, for all the technology out there, for the moments when you can spend some time with a loved one, especially a grandchild, and see their smile, and they put hugs to you and all that stuff on the phone. I don't know how to describe it. It's pretty cool. So I'm in the mood, and I hope everybody else is. Good hearing you tonight, Sharon. We'll turn it back to you. NA5H, WA1NIP, here if you need me.
All right, Mark. Thank you very much. And we've got you marked down to be a relay if I need you. And you have a good evening. Breaking with WA1NIP. Let's go on and pick up on Bob, K3EMF. Good evening, Bob.
Hey, Bob, it's your turn, buddy.
WA1NIP, I hear you're pretty decent. Dave's way down there underneath my noise, and so is Sharon there, brother. Anyway, just put me on the count as one and done. I'm going to shut this thing off and try and figure out which insulator's giving me noise again there, brother.
Yeah, man, absolutely, Bob. Well, you're booming in here tonight. Ben, I've just been on for a few minutes, and it doesn't sound too great. But, hey, listen, my friend, you have a Merry Christmas, and thanks for the other thing, by the way. I do appreciate it, man. Love to you, buddy. Have a good one. K3EMF, back to NA5H. He's doing good. He's one and done there, Sharon.
Hey, roger, roger. Thank you for picking up, Bob. Yeah, it's a little early here on the west central U.S. to pick up the east coast, but thank you much, Mark. Breaking with K3EMF, WA1NIP, this is NA5H. Let's see if the long wave is working. K1BCR in Connecticut. Good evening.
Dude.
Good
evening, Miss Sharon. Hello, Bob, Mark, and Dave. Everybody here, the usual suspects there, and the dude, of course, up there in Cleveland. You got a copy, Miss Sharon? K1BCR. Well, that was a wasted transmission.
I heard you.
Yeah, I heard you too, Sharon. You want one of us to get him?
Roger, roger.
Okay, Tim, go get him.
You're referring to me, Dave.
Okay, you go get him.
I'm going to get you there, John. Hey, buddy, how are you doing tonight? You're sounding great down here tonight. And how's Marcia and the rest of the fam?
Dave's like, you go get him. It's like we're out coon hunting or something. You go tree that coon over there. Get him, get him, get him. Good evening. We're doing fine here. Running around like a chicken with our heads cut off. Merry Christmas to everybody here. I should say, Merry Christmas Eve. How's that one? Anyway, here we go with that. We could go 365 with that.
But we're doing well, pooches and everything, keeping warm. We had a really chilly morning this morning. We woke up at 4 degrees this morning. That was kind of a rude awakening. But I'm burning the good clean coal here. Got both coal stoves going, and we're roasty-toasty in here and smiling along here with the Moonlighters net here on a Monday night. Tell Miss Sharon, Merry Christmas from me, and hope you've had a good day too, Mark.
Hey, thank you, John, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody else, of course. Hopefully we'll get one more in tomorrow night. But, hey, listen, let me ask you real quick. What was it like getting up this morning?
Well, we're still on work schedule. The dogs keep getting us up at before 5 in the morning. So, but with the background thought of, you know what, we don't have to go to work. That was a good feeling other than that, Jared. But we're still getting up early, over.
Roger, John. Well, good for you, my friend. Well, enjoy it and have a good time. And John passes along his best wishes and Merry Christmas, Sharon and Dave. And he's doing good, a little chilly, and enjoying what we call retirement. Roger, Roger. Back to you, Sharon. NA5H, WA1NIP.
Roger, Roger. And thank you for being there, and I appreciate you picking up, Bob. I could hear most of what you said, Bob. Sorry you can't pick me up. You'll get that noise taken care of, I know. Break with K1BCR, and WA1NIP. Let's go pick up Mr. Rick. Next we have Doug on the list. November 9, Juliet Lima Romeo. Good evening, Mr. Doug.
Well, good evening, Sharon. I hope you can hear me over there. Just want to say hello to everybody on the net this evening, all the Moonlighters, and tell you we're almost there to that big Santa Claus day, so I hope everybody's been good so they don't get a lump of coal there.
Okay, I lost you there, Doug, but Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas. We'll go ahead and let you get back to it here since the band's not cooperating. Have a great one. We'll be on the side.
Roger, Roger. The band definitely is not cooperating, but I'm glad I got you in there. Break with W9JLNR. This is NA5H. Let's try Ohio. W8RNE. Good evening, Mr. Rick.
Contact. Go ahead.
Sorry, you guys. Sharon, anybody in Indiana, just give them out to me. I can copy everybody pretty good here tonight. So just an FYI. Sorry there. Back to you there, Rick.
All right. Well, let's see if Miss Sharon can hear. Can you hear me, Miss Sharon?
I can hear you mostly. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to know if I had to get one of your flunkies to bring me in.
We're flunkies?
Flunkies?
I'm a flunky, too.
Nasty dude.
You're the net controller there. You're not a flunky. You are the net controller. Your flunkies are out there, though. They know who they are, so they all answered.
Who are you calling flunkies?
There you go.
Well, thank you much, and you're the dude.
Hi, good evening, one and all. Hope everybody's doing well. It was warm today, about 38 degrees here on the lake, but it's starting to rain a little bit, so we got some rain coming, and Andy, it's coming your way, so get ready. It's moving that way. But nothing going on here. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, whatever you want to use there, and I'll send it back to you, Miss Sharon.
Thank you, Mr. Rick. I appreciate you being there, and I'm glad I could hear most of what you said. W8RNE, NA5H. Okay, next we have Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, Mr. Andy. No, I'm going to take Andy and then I'll get Rick. W2AJR, Mr. Andy, good evening.
Good evening, Miss Sharon. I get bumped up a notch. That's nice. Thank you very much.
You're kind of light here tonight. WA1NIP, Mark, do you copy Andy?
Oh, yeah, I got a good copy on you. Hey, Andy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Mark. How about yourself?
Hey, good, man. Just hunkered down in the shack tonight. It's pretty cold out here. We're getting down in the 20s tonight, and it's just got a a real nip in the air, if you know what I mean. But other than that, we're good to go for Christmas, I think. And so I'm getting in the spirit. I'm even having a little adult beverage for a change tonight, since I'm not doing any net controlling.
Well, there you go. I put a little rum in my eggnog, so I'm right there with you, buddy.
Oh, that's what I forgot. Eggnog. I love eggnog. What was I thinking? I got to go out to the store.
Well, glad I could remind you.
You did, man. That's great. You're sounding good. Man, no, everything's good down here. Everything is cooking right along. I got a little toy to play with today. A good friend of mine called me and said, I got to meet you today in the parking lot over at Kohl's. And I said, okay, sure. I mean, what's up? So I put it on Facebook, man. You guys check it out. It's pretty cool.
Well, I'll have to go over to Facebook and check out what your new toy is. That's awesome.
It's nothing much, but, you know, hey, it's a geek thing for the ham radio operator dudes, right? All of us and gals. Anyway, Andy, nice talking to you, buddy. I think Sharon might be able to use your help later tonight, Roger?
Yep, I'll be in for the duration.
All right, bud, good deal. He's available, Sharon, if you need him, and we'll do whatever you need. Your flunkies out here are ready to go. Back to you, NA5HWA1NIP.
Okay, Roger that. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to all my flunkies, too, before I forget. And, right. Franklin was Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo, WA1NIP. Let's go to Round Rock, Texas to pick up Whiskey Delta 5, Fox Bravo Whiskey. Mr. Rick, good evening.
Hey, I just wanted to check in the net and listen a little bit and wish everybody around a really Merry Christmas. How copy, y'all?
Oh, I copy you like you're right next door, and thank you for coming by and saying Merry Christmas to us.
Good deal, I'm glad it's working. I just got this radio back from repair and hooked it up, so you're the first people I've tried, but it seems like it's doing a good job. Anyway, I was monitoring most everybody there for a little bit. Everything's looking good. My goodness, we're having some fantastic weather for Christmas time, don't you think, over?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I have to tell you, you're sounding great here in southeast Texas. So they did you good on the radio repair or whatever you had done with it. Yeah, and it's been absolutely beautiful weather for the last couple of days, and it's supposed to be warm up through Christmas. And I think after that, I think winter's going to actually get here.
I hear you. It's
going
to get there and there. Hey, I'm going to hang around for the 73 just to hear everybody. So I'm going to hang around and listen a little bit.
WB5SPW, NA5H,
back to net control.
Roger that, Mr. Rick, and thank you for being there, and Merry Christmas. WB5SPW, this is NA5H. Okay, we are at the end of our list, so let's see what I can do about waking some people up. CQ40 for the Moonlighters Net. Any station, anywhere, wishing to check in. Come with your call sign.
Alpha, Alpha 4, Juliet Golf.
I copied Alpha, Alpha 4, Juliet Golf. Was there another station in there?
QO2
Sierra,
Uniform
Lima. KC2 SUL, Mr. Henry, I've got you. Anyone else? Okay, let me pick up these two and see what I've got going on after that. AA4JG, good evening, Mr. Jeff.
Good evening, Miss Sharon, NA5H, AA4JG. Didn't have trivia tonight, so I got to be on the radio and get to listen to you. It's a nice day here. We got up to a balmy 54, already down to 37, so another cool night. Looks like winter might be finding us again. I'm fine with that. But a pretty day. Looking forward to Wednesday. Supposed to be a nice day, so that'll be all right. No snow for us. But I just had to stop in and say hey and wish you a Merry Christmas. So I wish you a Merry Christmas, AA4JG.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jeff. I appreciate the Merry Christmas, and I'll send it right back to you. And Sounds like you had a good day, and yeah, we're all enjoying the good weather when we have it, and then when winter hits, we're saying we're glad it's someplace else.
Yep, that's it. You know, like I say, we'll just take and sit back and enjoy what we got. That's the way to do it. But I'll ride along for a while, see what's going on. I don't think there's much going on. I'm just kind of taking it easy. Don't even have a computer turned on, so a little on the lazy side. But good to hear you, and I will ride along. AA4, JG.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate you being there. Breaking with AA4, JG. Let's go and pick up Mr. Henry, KC2SUL. Good evening, Henry.
KC2SUL, yes. Henry, up here in Paris, 30 miles north of Syracuse, where the temperature is 20 degrees and we got 6 inches of snow. Over.
Henry, I have lost your N9UIE. Dave, do you copy Henry?
I copied him. I didn't know if I wanted to really hear him. He said it was like 20 degrees and he has 6 inches of snow.
Roger on that.
Anything else?
No, that's all. Merry Christmas to everybody on the net, and talk to you tomorrow. Over.
Okie dokie. Merry Christmas, Henry. We'll catch you later. And do me a favor and keep that stuff up there. I'd rather have the temperatures that Arizona's having or California. You know, hot. Breaking with Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Uniform Lima, back to NA5H, N9UIE.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much, Henry and Dave. Let's break with KC2SUL. Mr. Henry, Merry Christmas in the N9UIE. We're at the end of our list again. And, of course, it's Christmas week, so we're going to have a light check-in, I am sure. Any station anywhere wishing to check in with the Moonlighters, Ned, come with your call sign. Okay, I copied Kilo India 4, Echo Golf, Quebec, and there was another station that I did not copy. Can you try it again, sir?
Kilo Zero Golf, Whiskey Bravo.
Okay, that's a station ending in Bravo. Is there anybody out there that can relay him in?
Kilo Zero Golf India Bravo.
Negative Kilo Zero Golf Whiskey Bravo, George Washington Bridge.
Kilo Juliet Zero Golf Whiskey Bravo, is that correct?
Kilo Zero Golf Whiskey Bravo, Kilo Zero George Washington Bridge.
Okay, Kilo Zero Golf Whiskey Quebec, over. Bravo. Bravo, okay. Kilo Zero, George Washington Bridge.
USL.
You got it. There you go.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get to him here in just a minute. If not, I'll see what you guys can do. Let's go back to Georgia here and pick up KI4EG and a Q. Mr. Bell, good evening.
All right, NA5, this is KI4EGQ. You're got a good signal, 10 over into Georgia, and hopefully everybody has a good Merry Christmas Eve and a Happy New Year coming up.
I'm sorry, Bill, I'm not copying you. Let me see. WA1NIP, Mr. Mark, did you copy line 17?
I sure did. Hey there, Bill, KI4EGQ. This is Mark, WA1NIP, relay for the Moonlighters. Bill, I'm way over here in Woodstock, my friend. How are you copying me? I'm in Roswell, rather. I'm in Roswell. My goodness.
KI4EGQ, you're 5959. And, I'm copying, Sharon 5, but I guess I'm having trouble getting out here. Over.
Well, Bill, you're doing fine over here. Of course, we're only about 10 miles apart from one another, but good to hear you on the band, sir. Well, I know what your weather was like today. Are you getting ready for the holidays and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. Roger, roger. We got back from Kroger earlier. And it was so nuts in the Kroger, they hired a guy to play the cello, try to soothe the shoppers and the checkout lines. It was, you know, just a madhouse. Over.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you had a guy playing a cello to keep the crowd calm. I think that's a great idea. I went over and got some gas, was it yesterday? And at the Kroger here, and for the first time that I can ever remember, there was a line to get into one of the 10 different bays that they had there. I was amazed. Fortunately, everybody was in a pretty good mood, though. That was a plus. Well, good to hear you in there, Bill. I don't know if you and I have met before. Are you a member of a club in the area?
Well, you know, I used to be involved with the North Club, and a long time ago, oh, maybe about 15 years ago or so, with the Cherokee Aries group, and, you know, but that's been a long time, but not currently, over.
All right, Bill. Well, I'm a member of North Fulton, have been for the last 3 years or so, and, boy, if you'd like to get out, just let me know, and, we can arrange it. We also get together for lunch on Wednesdays right here on Holcomb Bridge. And if you're interested, just look me up on QRZ or just give me a holler, my friend. Love to hook up with you. Always nice to know there's a neighbor down the street there. Nice talking to you tonight, Bill.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for taking the check-in. Thanks for the relay. And yeah, we will have to look you up and have a eyeball QSO. WA1IT in the net. KI4EGQ in Woodstock, Georgia, 73, y'all. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Bill. We're here 7 nights a week. Probably not. Well, I don't know. We might be here Christmas Day as well. Well, that'll be a little roundtable thing, but you can find us on moonlightersnet.com. That's our website. So nice talking to you, Bill, and nice to meet your acquaintance, sir. 73 to you, and happy holidays. I'll let Sharon know that you're probably going to ride along. At least I hope you will. Back to NA5H. Bill's doing well out there in Woodstock, Georgia, Sharon. WA1NIP.
Well, thank you very much for picking him up. I appreciate that, Mark. Frank was KI4EG in the Q, WA1NIP. This is NA5H. Going up to Minnesota and see if I can pick up Mr. Gary any better. Kilo Zero, Golf Whiskey Bravo. Mr. Gary, do you copy?
Yes, sir. This is Kilo Zero, Golf Whiskey Bravo. Ranger Zero, Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee. And I'm located in Golden Valley, Minnesota.
N0GFQ, do you copy him?
And weather here is about 29 degrees.
He's talking.
Christmas, which making everybody happy, but nothing falling at the moment, and nothing expected for several days. Back to you.
Over. He's over.
Okay, can you get him, Bill?
Yeah, this is Tim. I was kind of half listening, but what was the call?
Call Kilo Zero Golf Whiskey Bravo.
Okay, Kilo Zero Golf Whiskey. What's the last?
Bravo.
Oh, Bravo. Okay. Yeah, I got you pretty good in the Cincinnati. Sharon can't copy you very well. So, and I kind of missed the highlights of what you said. If you don't mind repeating.
Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee, located about 5 miles west of Minneapolis in Golden Valley, Minnesota. And weather here is 29 and cloudy. We have snow on the ground for Christmas, and not expecting more. That is enough for making the season red. Later next week.
Okay, I got most of that. You're in Minnesota, you got snow on the ground, more expected. Is the name Daryl?
Negative. Name is Gary, Alpha Romeo,
Daisy. Oh, okay. Okay, Gary. Gotcha, Gary. And I didn't get your city.
Golden Valley, about 5 miles west of Minneapolis.
Okay, got 5 miles west of Indianapolis. Your audio is a little muffled, and then with the weak condition, it makes it kind of tough. So, okay, well, we got you checked in there, Gary. Thanks for checking in to the Moonlighters tonight. I'm just relaying here for Sharon. My name's Tim, and I'm in Cincinnati. So, Sharon, I'm going to turn it back over to you. NA5H, K8WBL.
Okay, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it. Let's break with K0 Golf Whiskey Bravo, KAWBL. This is NA5H. We're going to try to hit Pennsylvania now. Whiskey 3, Bravo Alpha X-Ray. Mr. Greg, good evening.
Thanks, Sharon. NA5H. I asked if you can hear me and change your output, so you're coming in here about a 5-7
copy. Whiskey 3, Bravo Alpha X-Ray. This is NA5H. This is not going well for Sharon tonight. N9 UIE, can you try line 19?
He's a little weak for me as well. Andy, do you have him maybe?
Yeah, what's the call?
Whiskey 3 Bravo Alpha X-Ray.
Whiskey, oh, that's my buddy. Whiskey 3 Bravo Alpha X-Ray. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. I got a copy on you tonight. What's going on?
I tried to warn them in advance, I could never get down in December.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I had a problem getting down there too to Miss Sharon today, so it must be the atmospherics from where we are that are blocking us down there. So it, you know, it comes and goes, right? Yeah, I got you 5-9 as well. I got a ton of QRM coming over from 275, but so far you're winning. We're gonna have. It looks like we're gonna have a white Christmas. Maybe just squeak it out a little bit. We got a couple inches of snow over the weekend. It was it was cold yesterday. It's cold this morning. It was like 16 degrees out. But up, it's 30 now, so we'll see. You know, Bills keep winning, so that's we keep grinning, right? The conditions between us have been pretty crappy. Usually it's been later in the evening, and I haven't been able to hear you, so I'm glad I could hook up early so I get a chance to say Merry Christmas.
I just started studying back to my textbook,
but I got some good luck with that. I've been starting and stopping and starting and stopping for the last 2 years, so one of these days I'll get it done. Roger on that. Well, thanks for the Merry Christmas, and I'll let everybody know that you hit him with a Merry Christmas. Are you going to stick around for the 73? Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, Whiskey 2 Alpha, Julie Romeo Sherry, I don't know if you've got a copy on me, but he will be around for the 73.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much for letting me know, Andy. I do not copy him at all yet, but probably will on the 73 round. Appreciate you picking him up. And let's break with the Whiskey 3 Bravo Alpha X-Ray and Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. This is North America 5 Hotel. Let's go up to Saginaw, Michigan. Kilo Echo 8, Victor Mike Victor. Mr. Meyer, good evening. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. Andy, since you're doing such a good job, can you try line 20, KE8 VMV, Mark and Saginaw?
Yep, KE8 Victor Mike Victor. This is Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo with the relay for the Moonlighters. Any copy, Mark? Kilo Echo 8 Victor Mike Victor, Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo. Any copy, Mark? Ah, he usually comes through no matter what the conditions are, Sharon, so he must have stepped away. Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo.
I appreciate you giving him a shout anyway, and we'll see if we can pick him up on the 73 run. Let's go over to Lubbock, Texas, to Whiskey Alpha 5 Tango Yankee, Mr. Allen. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I've never checked in here before that I remember, but I was playing around with Matt Lager and just tuning around on the radio and just want to jump in here and say howdy. Whiskey Alpha 5 Tango Yankee.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Allen. You are sounding great tonight in the Southeast Texas, and I will say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and sure appreciate you joining us this evening.
Roger, roger. I'll do my best to come back more often. Whiskey Alpha 5 Tango Yankee. I'll let you carry on.
Thank you very much. Let's break with Whiskey Alpha 5 Tango Yankee. This is North America 5 Hotel. And next on the list up in Cartier, Ontario, is Victor Alpha 3, Golf Lima Juliet. Mr. Greg, it's a long shot tonight. Do you copy?
Absolutely, Sharon. I got a good copy on you. You're about an F6, but not a lot of noise my way. How are you copying that VA3 GLJ tonight, Sharon?
I guess that answers that question.
I can't get you, Greg. Mr. Andy, W2AJR, can you pick up Mr. Greg? I heard him when he stopped out, but he faded right out on me.
Yep, I got him. How's it going, Greg?
Oh, pretty good, Andy, pretty good. You're just over S9 there, which as of late, that's pretty good because lately I haven't been able to copy you very well. What's my signal your way there, CA3JLJ?
Yeah, same, 5 over S9, big loud signal like usual. Glad to hear you again, Greg. You've been the voice print for me for just the last week or so.
Yeah, it's been weird. I guess weather-wise, things have warmed up here. We had a real cold stretch, but today it was close to the freezing mark, maybe in the low to middle 30s. We were going to take a run into a small town called Chelmsford, about a half hour away for lunch today and meet up with some relatives, but we had to call it off because of we got a bit of a snowstorm and that, but so we just peeled back and played low today and didn't really do a whole heck of a lot. Were you working today, Andy, or are you off?
I was working today, but today's my last day for until after the new year. I'm going to take off the rest of this week and the beginning and the end of next week, so I'm done for a while.
Good show. That'd be a little taste of what retirement feels like there. You should try and get used to that.
Oh, I am used to it. It's not going to take much. It's not going to take much effort on my part to get used to that. Trust me, Greg.
Yeah, I'm about 2 years in there and loving every minute of it. Just waking up and kind of scratch my head. What am I going to get into today and that? But with the property I have here, that's never an issue. I must say. Last couple of days when it was really cold, it was just basically running outside and grabbing a couple armloads of firewood just to keep the house warm.
Well, there's a problem that I don't have, but yeah, I get it. You get a little bit of a break in the wintertime. Shoveling snow, I guess, you got to take care of, but for the most part, the outside tasks are pretty much done. It's in the 30s today. It's 30 right now. Rick in Cleveland is kind enough to send me some rain. If he sends it to me now, it's going to come down as snow, so that'll be okay.
Do you guys have much in the way of snow?
We had a dusting on the ground, Greg, just enough to make it look nice for Christmas. Maybe an inch, maybe two.
Okay, yeah, we might have a foot, but we got a heavy crust on top. Actually, the other day I took a nice chisel and went out at the end of my doctor just to see what we have in the way of ice, and I'm only seeing about 3 inches. So I scratched the ice rink for the kids off my list of things to do before Christmas.
Yeah, I got about another 3 inches to go before that becomes safe, right?
Plus, we had some warm weather there earlier, and it created a bit of a layer of slush in that. So, yeah, the ice isn't safe in that. So, we'll just leave that for another year. And, before we know it, the wife and I will be heading down past your way and heading all the way down to Florida there in a few weeks. So, we're looking forward to that.
Oh, there you go. I'll look for you on the East Coast Reflector when you're down there, and we'll keep in touch that way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll bring my little handy talkie there with me and that. We'll have to hook up. We'll meet somewhere, and I'll offload a little bit of moose meat there for you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I was telling my girls about that, and they're excited.
Yeah, that's a compliment of my son-in-law. He got a nice bull there a few weeks back in that. So I don't bother with the moose. It's just too big and too much bother up here.
Whiskey 2 Alpha Juliet Romeo clear with Victor Alpha 3 Golf Lima Juliet. He's going to be around for the 73, Sharon. Back to you.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you picking up Greg. The band has just gotten nasty here for me. Let's break with Victor Alpha 3 Golf Lima Juliet and W2AJI. This is North America 5 Hotel. We're at the end of our list. Anybody wishing to check into the Moonlighters? Come with your call sign now.
Victor Echo 3, Lima, Papa, Oscar.
Norway 3, Victor Sugar.
Okay, I copied Norway 3, Victor Sugar, and there was a Lima, Papa station. Can you come with your call sign again?
Yes, sir, and this is Victor Echo 3, Lima, Papa, Oscar.
The name is Mike. QSO.
I've got no copy. Anybody can relay in that station for me?
Yeah, Victor Echo 3, where am I? Is it Lima, Papa, Oscar, Mike?
Yeah, QSO, I'm up in Tsunami, which is 250 miles north of Toronto. I do copy Sharon, but she doesn't copy me there, but it is what it is, QSO.
Well, you're probably only running 750 milliwatts or something goofy like that, right?
No, I'm actually 22 watts.
Wow. I wonder why you're bending my needle. Sharon, did you catch that call sign?
I think I've got it as a Victor Echo 3 Lima Papa Oscar. Is that correct?
QSL. You want me to continue with him?
Yes, please, sir. I cannot hear him enough to talk.
Roger on that. Okay, Mike, it looks like you're stuck with me. What's new in tomography?
Nothing much there. I was getting a slight there playing with antennas there today, but it was a little bit on the nippy side there. It's actually warming up. It's less cool than this morning there. It's minus 5 at the moment here, so it's not too shabby there. Still on the same type of, I was going to make another antenna system there, but the weather did not comply today there. It was a little bit too windy, so the wind chill kind of knocked me out of the water there, so to speak, out of the snow, so to speak there. Anyways, you're booming in here, you're 9 to 20 plus there, and Sharon is roughly around the 7 mark there, QSO.
Yeah, your 25 watts is gaining you an S10 here in Buffalo, so no problem. 10 over S9 here in Buffalo, so yeah, as always, good strong signal.
Yeah, QSO, for the rest, I was playing in the shack with a new optical compressor. Audio limiter, all that kind of good stuff there. So just some 5-volt, no, 7-volt chips there on the board there. There was you guys in there, so I thought I'd throw a peanut in the jar there, guys.
Oh, Roger. Well, we're glad you did. Always good to hear you. I'm always fascinated by that array or system that you have up there as far as your antenna goes. So always good to hear you, even on 25 watts.
The more merrier. Two is better than one there, so I was kind of going for four antennas there, service at the same time there, but like I said, the weather did not comply there. That put up an 80 meter roof, but I can't reach the height for it there, so I'm just going to dedicate that to a basically a 40 meter roof and then a couple of dipoles there, so I don't know, maybe. And then the next one I'll utilize 5 antennas there, a little bit more south there, go ahead.
Well, you're the perfect example. The ham motto is two is one and one is none. So there you go.
I'm just trying to receive more there. That's all I'm doing actually here. And if I can't hear it, I can't talk to it anyway. But doesn't matter how much power I put on the line there. So it's more trying to get away from the noise. But 80 meters is just brutal. And 160. I put up an antenna for 160, but that's just a bunch of noise in my location. It's not doable at all there, so I'll focus more on the 40 meter and maybe something for 80 meter, and maybe stick up a vertical and get the loop down for 80 meter and then turn that into something for 40, because it seems to have more progress on 40 than any other band there, I guess.
The spot for me. Well, 20 is coming alive. I do well on my, I got a random wire, 135 foot random wire. I do pretty good on 10 with that, because that's a killer there. But I made two contacts on 160 and a half a dozen contacts on 80 two or three days ago. So they're all close in. They're 400 or 500 miles in, because mine's a sky burner, but it's still a contact.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. For 2 meters, my brother built me a vertical, a 7-inch glaive. It's ground-mounted. It's like, 5 feet off the ground or something. But the antenna seems to work really well with the mile and a half ground grid and the two elevated radials and all that kind of good stuff there. So I'm good for 2 meters if the bend is open there. Half a lot to Moscow. And I made it in there at a 5.5 there, so I'm happy with that bend there. 20 meters, I do not have anything for it right now. I had a doublet, but I kind of sort of cut it up and made a 40 meter dipole out of it there, because I ran out of the copper wire. So next antennas are going to be made out of, what do you call that, aviation wire, I guess. I've got the crimper tools in the aluminum sleeves there, so that's the next project there, getting a little bit more in the sky for the 40 meter bend there. Anyways, I'll let you go there. Thanks for picking me up there. 9+22 there, so the receiver's going to be up there, but I need a little bit more towards Europe, which I don't have in the sky at the moment there, so it's more dedicated south than any other direction, north, actually, there, than anything else there. Hey, I'll let you go. Thanks for picking me up and doing the net there, and Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. To anybody on the net there can hear me there, and if you could relay that to Sharon there, that'd be great, sir. The pleasure was all mine. GE3LPM.
Roger on that, Mike. You are glad to hear you in there. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. Whiskey 2, Alpha Juliet Romeo. Back to you, Sharon. Wishing everybody a Merry Christmas from Tomogamy.
Roger. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Merry Christmas to you, Mike, if you're not here on the 73 round. Okay, Berkeley Victor Echo 3, Lima Papa Oscar, W2AJR. This is North America 5 Hotel. Let's see if Mr. Tom's still hanging around. November 3, Victor Sugar. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Miss Sharon. Can you copy me?
I have you in the noise, but I've got you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Sharon. We just wanted to stop by and say good evening to you. You've got a pretty good signal. You're 5/9 up here with a little light QSP. There, where we're down to 24 degrees already and heading down the scale a little bit. But good to hear you, and I'll be riding along for the 73 round.
Boy, Tom, I wish I knew what the heck you went. You faded right out. N9 UIE, do you copy, Mr. Tom?
Of course I copy, Tom. You're going to have to say it again, Tom, because I wasn't paying attention. I do copy you.
Yeah, okay. Very fine, dude. Yeah, I was telling Mr. Sean I'll be hanging around for the 73 round. And the band is good, but a very light QSB. People come and go. Over.
Affirmative. And Merry Christmas to you, Tom. He says that he'll stick around for the 73 round. The band for him is good, but QRM people are just coming and going. And like I said on the blue screen, 7275 is usually good, strong signals here. I barely got anything up there tonight. You got anything else, Tom?
Nope, that's all. I'll just say Merry Christmas to everybody and a Happy New Year. Those that can hear me, over.
Okay, well, we'll hear you before New Year's, I'm sure, there, Tom. So I'll say Merry Christmas, Tom. We'll catch you later. N3VS, N9UIE, back to NA5H.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Okay, roger, roger. Thank you very much for picking up Tom. He was in and out for me. Break was November 3, Victor Sugar, N9UIE. This is NA5H. And was their station trying to check in? Come with your call sign. Okay, we're at the end of our list. N9UIE, Dave, would you call CQ and see if you can pick up anybody?
CQ40, CQ40, N9UIE, calling for the Moonlighters. Anyone, anywhere, call now. Derek, I got you. Victor 3, Echo X-ray Charlie, right?
Oscar X-ray Charlie.
Oscar X-ray Charlie. My fingers didn't work.
Yeah, you're moving in the air quite well. Excuse me, hang on a minute. I'll be right back.
Well, if I get the first part of your call sign right, I'll be in great shape.
Yeah, well, I dropped my coffee all on the floor. But anyway, yeah, well, it's been pretty cool up here, and we've had about 15 centimeters. Well, no, that'd be about 8-9 inches of snow all day today, and hopefully it's going to drop off tonight.
Okay, Derek, I'm sorry, I am not remembering your call sign. What is the first part?
Okay, Victor, Echo 3, Oscar, X-ray, Charlie.
Finally, it took it. I tried that twice.
I'm on my 751. I put the 1-1 on the side. It's only putting it's really gone weird, and I don't know what's going on now. It's putting out 25 watts on upper side band in the 40 meter band, and only 10 to 12 on the lower side band.
Wait a second. Shouldn't it be the same amount of power on both sides?
Yeah, I would have thought so, but for some reason it's not. And when I went up to 20 meters, I started to look to see what was going on. I again about 6 watts now on 20 meters.
On both sides or just one side? You didn't try the other?
Somebody had said to me, you can pull out one of the output tubes and try it out on one and then do the switch over. Well, that's not the case. The filaments are in series.
Oh, okay. So you remove a tube or you bypass a tube and they all go dead.
Yeah. So anyway, I cleaned the terminals, cleaned the sockets, looked at everything, tiny hot spots, everything, and no, I went to the
Echo Sierra NLC.
Okay, well, hopefully that'll work, because I've never heard of one doing a different power level on upper and then lower sideband. It's only actually just flipping the oscillator around. Now, you realize that on upper sideband and lower sideband, the oscillator is on the opposite side of the signal. So maybe your oscillator is not staying constant when you switch over.
Yeah, that's quite possible. Yeah, it's two separate parts for that oscillator. I will look in the manual. I decided to put this little kit together so I can at least troubleshoot the audio power.
Okay, well, I'm sure you'll find it. If not, you'll start sending emails out, and maybe we can fix it out, figure it out together.
Yeah, I'm just hoping it's not a bad output, you know, because the power of the reason is 6S, 6S, 5, or whatever they are.
I wouldn't think it'd be the output tube. I think that would give you the same power on both sides. It would be low on both, but it would give you the same power on both. But this is something different. Maybe. I'm just curious, what have you got for temperatures up there? I don't even want to try and do that conversion in my head. I know that minus 40 is minus 40 on both scales, so you're getting awful darn close to that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, when you think plus 20 Celsius is 68, and we were minus 21 Celsius, it can't be 68 below.
No, it's above minus 40, I know that, but I'm not sure how far above. Anywho, you got anything else, Derek?
I'll step on the stick around for the 73 round.
Okay, Derek, Merry Christmas to you. And Sharon, he did not get our Christmas presents yet.
Yeah, I gotta get some.
Oh, no. Okay, we'll have to figure that out.
Sure. I don't know if Sharon could hear me, but she was coming in here quite well, right up about S7.
Okay, I can hear you better, so maybe the band is waking up for me. Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate you picking up Mr. Derek.
Sure, you actually hit right on the S9 there.
Roger, roger. You're about an S7 here, Derek, but thank you very much. Okay, Merry Christmas, Derek. We'll catch you on the 73 round. Breaking with Victor Echo 3, Oscar X-Ray Charlie. Let's go to Jasper, Texas to pick up Kilo Bravo 5, Lima Whiskey Lima. Mr. Lawrence, good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Whatever it is. It was a gorgeous day today. Did a little bit of stuff and not too much.
Looks
like we got about 65, no, I think it dropped a little
bit,
about
63
degrees here, and
I'm looking for it all
there,
rain the next 3 days.
I'm going to ignore the rain.
Just think of it as a liquid Christmas.
Yeah, it'd be a liquid Christmas. Well, not too bad. At least it's not a frozen liquid Christmas. Well, thanks for coming by, Lawrence. I really appreciate it. It's good to hear you on, and you have a good Christmas. KB5LWL, NA58. Okay, next on the list is in Indiana is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Victor Sierra. Mr. Gary, do you copy? Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Victor Sierra, this is North America 5 Hotel.
KC0UK.
KC0UK and NA, I'll be right back with you, Mike.
Alright.
Okay, I've got nothing there. Let me try WA1NIP. Mr. Mark, can you try line 28?
You bet. Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Victor Sierra. Have you got a copy on WA1NIP, Relay for the Moonlighters, Gary? Come on in. KD9, WVS, it's your turn, Gary. This is WA1NIP. Come on back. Nothing heard, Sharon. WA1NIP.
All right, well, thank you for trying. Maybe he's just listening tonight. Let's break with Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Victor Sierra, WA1NIP. This is NA58. Let's go pick up Mr. Mike in Missouri. KC9, UK and NA. Good evening, Mike.
Oh, I'm doing all right, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm staying away from all the sickness that's going around.
Well, I'm glad. It caught both of us. We've been sick for 3 days. We haven't ate hardly anything. I know I've lost some weight, I'm sure of that. But we've had a heck of a time with the head colds and no appetite, and then freezing to death and all that good stuff.
Well, it's not good getting sick. You gotta take your drugs and rest up.
Well, don't have no drugs, and we've slept, I think we slept about all night, yeah, each night, plus most of the day for 2 days.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're a little muffled here. Let me try a different filter. Say that again, Mike.
Yeah, I said that we have slept for 2 days and two nights, and then also the third night as well. And we stayed up most of the day, but we still haven't ate much.
Well, you take care of yourself. And is Heather, if you're sick, you're not it. Is Heather sick, too?
Yes, she is. She's got it worse than I do.
Okay, well, if she's not up to talking, we'll just wave a hand at her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's not up to talking. She hasn't said probably 20 words today. So, I guess she'll talk today. Anyway, have a good Christmas, guys, and have a good holiday. And maybe you get plenty of gifts. We haven't done our Christmas shopping yet because we were planning on doing it the last 3 days. And we didn't get that done, so we'll do it later. Case zero.
Hey, Mr. Mike, you take care of yourself, and I hope the next time I talk to you, you're feeling a whole lot better. And I'll say Merry Christmas that you get better the next day.
We'll do our best. Thank you. KC0UK.
Thank you. Let's break with KC0UK and NA. This is NA58. CQ40. This is North America 5 Hotel. Anybody wishing to check into the Moonlighters, come with your call sign.
November 5, Delta Hotel Bravo.
Inside DHB, Mr. Big John, I can copy you tonight.
Oh, good deal, Miss Sharon. Merry Christmas to you and your family. A lot of guys are not coming on tomorrow night. We're kind of up in the air, but I don't think we'll be on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Anyway, you're sounding great over here, Miss Sharon. Hopefully you got all your shopping done.
Oh, yeah, I got all the shopping done, and I don't have near as much shopping as I used to, so that's good. And I understand we're probably only going to have a round table Christmas Eve and Christmas Day's on a Wednesday, so that's always a round table either, so it's going to be kind of quiet on the band here, too, over.
Oh, well, good deal. Yeah, sometimes you need a little break, and it's hard to get everybody to come on, especially during the holidays. Miss Sharon, thank you so much. I'm not sure if Dave's out there and non-UIE, but we'll wave a hand at him and everybody else on the Moonlighters tonight. Thank you so much for getting my call, and we'll be doing the Railings of New Orleans tonight, 6:50 p.m. Central Time on 7.27. Five, all are welcome. And you don't have to be a member to check in. Come on up if you get a chance, Miss Sharon. Again, Merry Christmas to you and everybody else on the YL system.
Merry Christmas, John, in 9UIE.
That's the Moonlighters.
Okay, thank you very much, John, and Merry Christmas. Breaking with November 5, Delta Hotel Bravo. This is NA58. Anybody else wishing to check in before we go to the 73 round?
Kilo Bravo 9, Lima, Uniform Whiskey.
Kilo Bravo 5, Lima, Uniform Whiskey. Good evening, and how are you, Mr. Ernie?
Hey, Sharon. It's Kilo Bravo 9, Lima, Uniform Whiskey. Pleased to hear you again on the Moonlighters Net.
Well, thank you very much. And tell me, how is the weather over there in Mineola?
A little coolish, but very nice. We're expecting some rain next few days, but very pleasant indeed. Some time ago, I sent you a QSL card, and it came back. Now I sent it again. So it's going to be one of the messiest, nastiest cards perhaps you've ever received. Do you recall?
Hey, it doesn't matter how it looks like as long as it gets here. And, you know, I had to do a little moving around here, and I think I moved all my QSL cards out into storage. And I'm taking a little pile here. I've got three or four already piled up that I'll probably have to get on the computer and print something out. So I'll just wait for yours to show up.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, thank you for what you do. And it's always a pleasure to hear you on the air. It's KB9LUW.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much. And you have a good evening and a Merry Christmas. Frank with KB9LUW. This is North America 5 Hotel. Okay, next we have on the list... Kilo Echo 9, Bravo November, November, Mr. Charles in Indianapolis. Do you copy?
Offline and go down to 35.
All right. Well, I'm going to go down to pick up Mr. Rob over there in Temple. KD5FJF. Good evening, Rob.
Good evening, sir. NA5HK5FJF. It's a wonderful weekend.
Rob, well, I'll tell you what, thank you for stopping by, and I'll have to check that out at Belton and see if you still have it lit, have it hung up there so it's all mounted and working well. Hi.
Well, that is the goal anyway, you know, I had it done before Belton, so, I just got to go find some materials and weld the bracket together.
All right. Well, thank you much, and good luck with that little project. KD5FJS, this is North America 5 Hotel. Okay, is there anybody else wishing to check into the Moonlighter's net? Come with your call sign. Nothing heard. Hey, Dave, let's go up to the top.
Eyes are waiting on you.
Okay, let's try and see if we have November 4, Fox Delta Golf. Mr. Elliott, are you there, sir? Nothing heard, so if he's still mobile 73, Elliott, then drive safe. Kilo 8, Whiskey Bravo Lima, Mr. Tim, 73, and Merry Christmas.
NA5H, KAWBL. 73s, have a Merry Christmas, everyone, and happy holidays. So have a good evening. K8WBL, be safe.
Thank you, Mr. Tim. N0GFQ, Mr. Bill, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Miss Sharon, and hope Santa brings you all the toys you were asking for. Everybody have a good, beautiful Christmas, if we don't holler between now and then, and we'll see you all on down the log sheet. N0GFQ.
73, Bill, and thank you. KI5 BMS, Mr. Steve, 73, and Merry Christmas. Nothing heard. Whiskey Alpha 1, November, India Papa, Mr. Mark, 73, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sharon, and all the Moonlighters. Y'all have a great night and a great holiday. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care. WA1NIP, 73.
Thank you, Mr. Mark. K1BCR, Mr. John, 73, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Miss Sharon, all the Moonlighters, 73s. Everybody sounding good. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Mr. John. November 9, Juliet Lima Romeo, Mr. Doug, 73, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sharon, and everybody on the Moonlighters net. We hope to talk to you guys again tomorrow evening, 73.
Thank you, sir. W8RNE, Mr. Rick, 73, Merry Christmas, and thank you, sir. Okay, he must be gone. Whiskey 2 Alpha, Juliet Romeo, Mr. Andy, 73, Merry Christmas, and thank you.
73, Miss Sharon, Merry Christmas, Moonlighters, have a good one.
Thank you, sir. Whiskey Delta 5, Fox Bravo Whiskey, Mr. Rick 73, Merry Christmas.
73 is a Merry Christmas, Sharon, to you and all the Moonriders, WD5SW, back to Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Rick. Alpha Alpha 4, Juliet Golf, Mr. Jeff, 73, Merry Christmas. Okay, he is not there right now, but KC2SUL, Mr. Henry, 73, and Merry Christmas. Kilo India 4, Echo Golf, Quebec, Mr. Bill, 73, and Merry Christmas. Kilo Zero Golf, Whiskey Bravo, Mr. Gary, 73, and Merry Christmas. Whiskey 3, Bravo Alpha X-ray, Mr. Greg, 73, and Merry Christmas.
73, Merry Christmas, up ahead.
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Mike Victor, Mr. Mark, 73, and Merry Christmas.
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Mike Victor, 73, Miss Sharon, I'm sorry I missed you the first time around. I was logged in and I was down helping out on the Brothers Net. So, Merry Christmas to all of the Moonlighters, and especially say hello to K1BCR and W2AGR, Andy. 73K8BMB.
73, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Whiskey Alpha 5 Tango Yankee, Mr. Allen. 73, and Merry Christmas. Victor Alpha 3, Golf Lima Juliet, Mr. Greg, 73, and Merry Christmas.
73, Miss Sharon, and Merry Christmas to you and yours, and to all the Moonlighters, VA3GLJ.
Thank you, Mr. Greg. Victor Echo 3, Lima Papa Oscar, Mr. Mike, 73, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and to Sharon there. Just showing a text in the P3LXI there, Derek in North Bay. He's about 60 miles away from me. Hopefully he hears me there. Let me know what he needs for the for his answer. I might have a couple of things kicking around in the old box there. But Merry Christmas to everybody and a Happy New Year. Everybody stay safe and stay warm. Kill us all.
Roger, roger. November 3, Victor Sugar, Mr. Tom, 73, Merry Christmas.
73, Merry Christmas to you also, Miss Sharon, and all the rest of the Moonlighters. I'll be on tomorrow night. Norway 3, Victor Sugar.
Thank you, Mr. Tom. Victor F. Echo 3, Oscar X-ray Charlie, Mr. Derek, 73, and Merry Christmas. KC0 UK NA, Mr. Mike, 73, and Merry Christmas. November 5, Delta Hotel Bravo, Big John, 73, and Merry Christmas. He's over there getting ready for the real ones. Kilo Bravo 9, Lima, Uniform Whiskey, Mr. Ernie, 73, and Merry Christmas. Kilo Delta 9, Golf Romeo Lima, Mr. Steve, 73, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Sharon. You take care. God bless, and have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next year.
Thank you very much. You have a good one also. KD5FJF, Mr. Rob, 73, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sharon. Have yourself a fine one, and we'll talk to you next time around. 85-85-SKF.
Thank you very much. N9UIE, Mr. Dave, 73, Merry Christmas, and thank you for everything you do for the net.
Oh, you're very welcome, and Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll catch everybody later. Like I said, I'm going to take the other one, other half, and go look at Christmas lights tomorrow, and see what else we can get into. Catch everybody later. 73 N9 UIE.
Okay, 73. This is North America 5 Hotel, wishing everybody out there a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, but I'll be here next week anyway. This is NA5H closing this evening session of the Moonlighters Net at 0027 hours. And thanking everybody who checked in, everybody out there listening, and we'll talk to y'all next week. This is NA5H. I'm clear.